KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
In high school basketball action around the region last night, in boys' hoops, it was Clarinda beating Fremont Mills 62-46, South Page over North Nottoway, Missouri 54-38, Lennox topping Diagonal 76-25, Mount Air beat Clarinda Academy 69-52, Villisca over Red Oak 60-58. Also last night, it was Grand Island Central Catholic of Nebraska beating St. Albert 60-42. In Western Valley Conference first-round tournament play last night, among the games, it was Boyer Valley beating Woodbine 70-52, IKM Manning over Charter Oak Ute 74-32, Logan Magnolia defeated Arweva 55-42, also Otobolt Arthur BCIG topping Maple Valley 73-64. In girls basketball last night, Clarinda beat Fremont Mills 35-20. Also, it was Columbus Scotus of Nebraska topping St. Albert 38-23. We have a girl-boy basketball doubleheader for you tonight here on KJAN, as Chris and I will be in Audubon this evening as the Wheelers play host to Riverside tonight. Bulldogs and the Wheelers will start with the girls' game first at 6 o'clock and the boys at 7:30. A couple of Western Iowa Conference matchups for you tonight. That's Riverside at Audubon, live this evening here on KJAN and also on the web at KJAN.com. Well, the weekly Associated Press boys high school basketball poll came out yesterday afternoon. No changes at the top this week. In 4A, Iowa City West remains number one. Ankeny a close second. Both teams are undefeated. Also in Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock remains number one, with MOC Floyd Valley right on their heels. Both those teams are unbeaten as well. Atlantic jumps two spots this week as the Trojans move up to number eight in the AP poll this week in 3A, just above Carroll, who stays put at number nine. Also in Class 2A, West Marshall is number one again this week, with West Fork number two. Clarinda is in a three-way tie with Fort Dodge, St. Edmund, and Mount Vernon for ninth place in this week's poll. And in Class 1A, Danville remains the top-rated team, with Trainer at number four. That's up a spot from last week. And Nottoway Valley jumps back into the top 10 this week as they get in at number nine in this week's poll. In a milestone victory for Coach Jim Boeheim, the Syracuse Orange bounced back from their only loss to post a 60-53 road win at Cincinnati in men's college hoops last night. Chris Joseph scored 17 as the Cues used a late 12-2 run to pull away. For Boeheim, that's career victory number 877, and that moves him ahead of Adolph Rupp into sole possession of fourth place on the Division I coaching list. Syracuse was coming off a 67-58 loss at Notre Dame on Saturday that ended the best start in school history and cost the Orange their number one ranking. They're currently third in the AP poll. The only other game involving a ranked team last night saw sixth-ranked Kansas defeat Texas A&M by a final of 64-54. Iowa State returns to Big 12 action tonight with a visit to Texas. The Cyclones are 4-2 in the league race after a lopsided win at Texas Tech on Saturday. And the Cyclones topped the Longhorns 77-71 in their first meeting in Ames back on January 4th.
It's a Texas team that, you know, at home, you know, they really get up and down the floor. So our transition defense, you know, has to be very good in order for us to hang around early in that game. You know, and they've thrown in some new things, you know, a lot of different looks. You know, so we'll adjust our game plan accordingly.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg. Texas is 2-4 in the Big 12 after a 69-66 loss to Kansas.
I was very impressed with their effort against Kansas on Saturday. You know, the energy, the intensity that they played with was phenomenal. I'm very impressed with that team, how they've grown, you know, how young they are, you know, to be playing as well as they are right now.
Junior guard Tyrus McGee has been named the Big 12 Rookie of the Week as McGee averaged more than 18 points and was 11 of 20 from three-point range in wins over Oklahoma State and Texas Tech.
We needed him. In the worst way, obviously, against Oklahoma State, and he stepped up big, hitting those five threes, Had a great defensive play late in the game where he knocked the ball off Markell Brown's leg, set up a game-winning shot. So he, you know, not only his offense, but his energy. He had 9 rebounds that game. That was his best overall all-around game of the season. And then he followed it up with a big game at Tech. You know, early we weren't making our shots. We had a lot of open looks. The work going down. We brought Tyrese in off the bench, and he had 4 threes in that first half. So he's been awesome. You know, he's a Big 12 newcomer of the week. This week is very well deserved for him.
Texas coach Rick Barnes says despite a slow start, the Longhorns are making progress. He says they just need to find a way to finish off the close games.
I think our guys have shown some resiliency, and they've worked hard. We've been down in games, and we've continued to find a way to fight back. But the bottom line is we've got to finish.
Iowa State is 14-5 overall, Texas 12-7 coming into tonight's action. In the NBA last night, Philadelphia beat Washington 103-83, Boston over Orlando 87-56, Atlanta topping Milwaukee 97-92, Oklahoma City a 99-79 winner over Detroit, Houston beat Minnesota 107-92, Chicago down New Jersey 110-95, San Antonio 104-102 over New Orleans, Dallas beat Phoenix 93-87, Portland outlasting Sacramento 101-89, and Memphis got by Golden State 91-90. In the National Hockey League last night, Toronto beat the New York Islanders 3-0, Carolina over Winnipeg 2-1, Detroit 3-1 over St. Louis, Nashville beat Columbus 4-1, Edmonton went to a shootout to beat San Jose 2-1, while Los Angeles was a 4-1 winner over Ottawa. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
A former Penn State coach, Joe Paterno, will be buried Wednesday, and his family has scheduled 3 days of public memorial events this week. Paterno died Sunday at the age of 85, less than 3 months after being diagnosed with lung cancer. In a schedule released by the family, the first public viewing will take place today on the Penn State campus. 2 more viewings will take place Wednesday, with the memorial service set for Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Bryce Jordan Center, the basketball arena that's next to Beaver Stadium. Bill O'Brien says it's an honor to follow the late Joe Paterno as Penn State's next head coach. In an interview Monday, O'Brien said he'll create his own identity and that no one will ever replace Paterno, who won 409 games and 2 national championships. O'Brien says he never got to speak with Paterno in person following his hiring January 7th. The two did talk by phone soon after O'Brien arrived. O'Brien says he wanted Paterno to know that he would work hard to preserve the traditions of winning and academics in the new Penn State regime. Elsewhere in college football news, a person with knowledge of the decision says Navy will announce today it's joining the Big East for football in 2015. That leaves just 3 college football independents: Army, Brigham Young, and Notre Dame. Oregon head coach Chip Kelly has pulled his name out of consideration for the opening with the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kelly says he was flattered by the interest shown by the Bucs, but that he has unfinished business with the Ducks. Kelly is a 34-6 record at Oregon and led the Ducks to the 2011 BCS championship game, where they lost to Auburn. In NFL news, New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski is wearing a removable boot on his lower left leg after being injured in the AFC championship game. Gronkowski wore the boot as he walked through the locker room and into the trainer's area on Monday. He didn't speak with reporters. The second-year star, who set an NFL record for a tight end with 17 touchdown catches, was hurt in the final minute of the third quarter of Sunday's 23-20 win when he was tackled after a 23-yard reception. He limped off the field but seemed to be walking better as he went to the locker room. Less than 5 minutes later, Gronkowski was back in the game. He finished with 5 catches for 87 yards. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton is headed to Hawaii. The Carolina Signal caller, the number 1 overall selection in the 2011 draft, has been added to the NFC Pro Bowl squad in place of New York's Eli Manning, who's headed to the Super Bowl. Also, Chicago Bears defensive end Julius Peppers is going to the Pro Bowl. Peppers takes the place of Jason Pierre-Paul of the Super Bowl-bound New York Giants. It'll be Peppers' 7th appearance in the All-Star game. The Cleveland Browns have hired Tim Houck to replace their defensive back to coach their defensive backs. He served as Tennessee's secondary coach the past two seasons and replaces Jerome Henderson, who left Cleveland earlier this month after three seasons to coach defensive backs in Dallas. The Washington Redskins have announced the hiring of former Tampa Bay head coach Raheem Morris as a defensive backs coach. Ike Hilliard is the new receivers coach for the Redskins. New St. Louis Rams coach Jeff Fisher has announced who will be his offensive and defensive coordinators. The Rams have hired Brian Schottenheimer as their new offensive coordinator, while Greg Williams will take over the defense. In baseball news, the New York Yankees say Jorge Posada is going to announce his retirement today at Yankee Stadium. The 40-year-old five-time All-Star catcher will end his 17-year big league career with the team that drafted him. Posada helped the Yankees win five World Series titles. For his career, Posada hit .273 with 275 home runs and 1,065 RBIs. Meanwhile, Omar Vizquel, who turns 45 on April 24th, and the Toronto Blue Jays have agreed to a one-year contract. Vizquel has 11 gold gloves at shortstop and provided a positive clubhouse influence for the Chicago White Sox the past two seasons and a reliable option off the bench. He's a career .272 hitter. The Seattle Mariners and the New York Yankees have finalized their four-player trade, sending All-Star pitcher Michael Pineda to the Yankees in exchange for slugging prospect Jesus Montero. Seattle also sent 19-year-old pitching prospect Jose Campos to New York, with 24-year-old pitcher Hector Nwosi going to Seattle. Outfielder Michael Morse's two-year contract with the Washington Nationals is worth $10.5 million, including salaries of $3.25 million in 2012 and $6.75 million in 2013. Morse led the Nationals in batting average, homers, and RBIs last season, hitting .303 with 31 home runs and 95 knocked in. New Houston Astros owner Jim Crane is considering changing the name of the franchise as well as its uniforms. Any changes wouldn't happen until 2013, when Houston makes the move from the National League to the American League. A third-seeded Victoria Azarenka became the first player into the semifinals at the Australian Open as she picked up a three-set win today. Also, Azarenka advanced to a Grand Slam semifinal for only the second time in six quarterfinal appearances. She'll play defending champion Kim Clijsters, who beat number one-ranked Caroline Wozniacki in straight sets today. That loss will cost Wozniacki her number one world ranking. And Danica Patrick will not run the Indianapolis 500 this season. Instead, she'll compete in the Coca-Cola 600, which is NASCAR's longest race of the year. Patrick has left IndyCar for a full-time move to NASCAR. She's running a full season in her second-tier nationwide series for JR Motorsports and also 10 races in the elite Sprint Cup series with Stuart Haas Racing. Patrick says she'd like to return to the Indy 500 in the future and would be interested in running both events on the same day. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.